Greece's new prime minister has called on Greeks to unite to solve the country's economic problems. Loukas Papademos has been chosen to lead the new coalition government after 4 days of haggling. The government's first task is going to be to ratify a new EU bailout that was agreed to last month. The federal opposition leader Tony Abbott has been discussing Europe's debt problems with Britain's Chancellor George Osborne. Speaking after the meeting in London, Mr Abbott said he hadn't ruled out supporting an increase in funding from Australia for the International Monetary Fund, but he said that any contribution had to be aimed at bringing about lasting change in Europe. Rescue teams in Turkey are desperately trying to reach survivors of yesterday's 5.6 magnitude earthquake. At least 9 people have died in that quake. More than 20 people have been pulled alive from the rubble so far, but up to 100 are still missing. The Australian teenager accused of buying drugs in Bali could know his fate as early as tomorrow. He'll be back in court today when prosecutors will make their sentence request. The chief prosecutor says he thinks the 14-year-old boy could spend another month in detention. The boy faces 3 charges, the most serious of which carries a maximum 6-year jail sentence. And the Senate has passed the federal government's plain packaging laws for cigarettes. The legislation passed last night and will now return to the lower house for the approval of minor amendments. Tobacco company Imperial Tobacco, however, says it's going to challenge those new laws in the High Court.